knowledge beyond dreams. Discover That's the Way Love Goes, a collection of short stories by Mark Marcus. Go to thatsthewaylovegoes.net and let the dreams begin.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to Candle Short. It's been a while since I've done a live podcast, so I thought I'd chime in on something. So I was talking to a couple of friends of mine this last week, and we were all talking about the dating woes. You know, it's rough out here when you're on a dating scene. And I was reminded of a story or an event that happened to me a while back, and I thought I'd share it with you. So here's the deal. I'd gone out with this nice lady. She lives about, at the time, she lived about maybe 2 hours from me, and which I thought was, at the time, too far away to really cultivate a relationship. I know people do it, and I admire those who can, but I'm just not really, you know, into long-distance relationships. Some people are, some people aren't. And I guess it depends on the circumstances. But anyway, in this particular instance, I think this was going to be our third date. Yeah, third date. And it was happened to be on a day when I really didn't want to get together. I had a lot of things going on. And by the way, if you hear noise, you may hear some background noise. It's too hot in here today to close the window. It's very hot today. And so you may hear some cars or some drive-by shootings or something, but I apologize. But I'm just not going to suffer while I do this. Anyway, got to keep all the equipment cool anyway, as cool as I can. Anyway, getting back to my story. So I didn't want to have this date on this particular day, but she, you know, it was important to her. I don't remember the circumstances, but she's like, you know what? It's going to be a while before we can get together again. So why not? So I thought, okay, you know what? Hey, no one can say that old Mark doesn't do his best to meet somebody halfway. So I rearranged heaven and earth so that we could get together at 4 p.m. Now she's going to come to where I live. So it's a 2 hour drive, which is a long drive. And, we talked, I think she loves texting. And I do texting, but you know, I'd always rather talk to somebody than text. But anyway, I think we spoke at 12 o'clock. And remember, she's supposed to be here at 4, right? So, okay, you know, are we still on? Yeah, no problem, blah, blah, blah. Now, I want to just say this. Somewhere during our conversations or maybe our previous two dates, I can't remember, but she had said to me, you know, I like treating my man like a king. And I remember rolling my eyes thinking, yeah, yeah, yeah. How many times have I heard that from different people, right? And, you know, all that kind of high-end talk. And I'm, you know, it's been my experience that the more people, how well they say they want to treat somebody, you can almost bet that it's a bunch of crap. Now, am I jaded? Maybe a little bit. But people who really treat people well don't have to keep espousing it over and over and over and saying it over and over and over. You know, I'm a great parent. I'm a great this. If you're really good, it's more impressive to me to have people say it about you than to have you say it about yourself. You know, it's like me. Of course, you guys all know I'm a great podcaster, right? You know, I'm a great podcaster. Anyway, I'm just kidding. All right. So I think I've set it up. So around 2:30 or 3 o'clock, you know, I didn't hear anything from her. So naturally I'm thinking, you know, everything's good to go. So I'm really rushing around, finishing up small projects and everything so that I'm available at 4 o'clock. At 4:05, I get a text message from her saying, I'm just leaving my house. So I'm like, what? Oh, hell no. It just really irked me. So I thought, well, you know what? Maybe she got into an accident or something. Maybe somebody died or maybe, I don't know. Maybe there was a nuclear war in the Middle East. I mean, anything could happen. So, I sent her a text message saying, you know, were you in an accident? Did something go wrong? No, she texts back. I just got caught up with things around the house. So that's when I, you know, because I am kind of quick to anger. So I kind of started thinking about it. I thought, okay, it's 4 o'clock. It's a 2 hour drive before rush hour traffic. So you know it's going to take a while. So I'm thinking, you know what? Maybe we should just cancel this thing. Remember, I didn't want to do the date on this time and date anyway. So, I'm really seething. So I send her a text message, and I say, perhaps we should cancel, and let's do it some other time. So I get a phone call. Now I get a phone call, right? And she says, well, why do you want to cancel? And I said, you know what? I said, you really, and I'm trying to be calm and cool and not yell, right? Because, you know, I want to be nice. I want to be good about this, right? So I said, you know, I'm really a little pissed off that you didn't tell me sooner. You knew you weren't going to be here at 4 o'clock. You knew that at 2:30, 3:15, 3. You know it takes 2 hours. So why? And remember, this is a woman who was quick to text. Okay. This isn't somebody who just got a new smartphone who's never texted before. All right. So she goes, well, you know, I'm sorry, but now, for those of you who don't know, and maybe I've said it on previous shows, let me say it again. When somebody says, I apologize, but you can damn sure bet the only truth you're going to get is after the word but. It means the apology is completely full of crap. I'm sorry, but I got caught up on the phone talking to my girlfriend. I'm like, but. So basically, no apology. So it's 4 o'clock, 4:05, and I'm thinking, you know, I'm trying to be good. I'm not yelling. I'm not raising my voice. And I said, you know what? I said, you talk about all this treating somebody like a king. I said, you know, damn all that. Why don't you just use some basic courtesy? You know, it's like, I said, you know, how long would it have taken you to send a quick text message that says, Mark, I haven't left my house yet? Send it at 2 o'clock, 2:30, 2:45, 3:15, 3:10, something to give me an indication that we're not on the way we're said to be. Yes, you're right, but, okay, see what I'm saying? So, I finally say, look, and I'm kind of raising my voice, actually. I was like, you know, you're too damn old for me to teach basic courtesy. If you don't know how to be courteous and you can't extend that courtesy to me, then you know what? This is a bad idea. And I tell you what I said to her, and I'll say it to you, and I say it to everybody. People are at their best at the beginning of relationships. So if you don't like what you're seeing at a certain time, hey, trust me, it ain't going to get any better. So if you see somebody that's a slob today, she's going to be or he's going to be a slob tomorrow. And I'm thinking, if you're already making excuses, look, if she had been in a hospital, had a seizure, had a reaction to something, or, you know, maybe cut her foot, there's any number of reasons it could have legitimized. And she could have lied, and she didn't. I give her points on that. I wouldn't have believed most of it anyway. You can always tell. But her whole thing was, well, you need to realize that sometimes things are, I said, no, I don't have to realize a damn thing. What you have to realize is that neither one of us have to be here. This is what I said on the phone. I said, you know, I don't have to do anything and neither do you. It's a long way away. It's a long day. So don't, okay, I'm really sorry. So let me come on up. I really want to see you. I really want to see you. So I'm thinking, well, you know what? I've already cleared my calendar. There's nothing else going on. So, and I'm thinking, and she, near the end of the conversation, which was all of 10 minutes, maybe 12 minutes, I said, you know, if you're sincere about your apology and don't let it happen again, I said, you know, you've got your one free get out of jail free card for me. That's it. You're done. You know, in terms of, I mean, not forever, but you get what I'm saying. Cause her reaction to this was, well, things happen. This is why I don't like long distance relationships, you know, it's really part of the reason. So, I said, okay, you know, and I'm, you know, okay, I'll see you when you get it, right? Okay, thank you, bro. I'll make it up to you. So I'm rolling my eyes like, yeah. Okay, what are you going to do? Give me the winning lottery number because I'm already pissed, right? So during the 2 hours that, I get back to doing some chores or whatever, and it's like, you know, I'm not going to let this ruin the rest of my evening. And I'm prepared to drop it. I want y'all to know I was prepared to drop it. Completely prepared to drop it. She gets here. Around 7 o'clock, okay, and I see her say, "Hi, how you doing?" She goes, "Hi, you know," and you would think nothing was going on, okay? I mean, I was so proud of myself because the old me, 20 years ago, you know, I would have been a little quiet, a little reserved, wanting to, you know, whatever. So the about 5 minutes. Now, get this. This is the crux of my story. About 3 minutes after we greeted each other, she says, I want to talk to you about the way you harangued me on the phone. Oh, it hit the fan, boys and girls. Oh, yes, it did. I was like, what? I said, you know what? You want to harangued? I'm giving you all the extent of the conversation we had on the phone. And I'm telling you that I really didn't. It was very short, which for me is a miracle because, you know, I can go on and on and on and on and on, much like I am doing this podcast. So, you know, she went on, and I was like, you know what? Let's not do this. Let's just let it go. I wish you all the best. You know, I'm sure there's somebody, and I didn't say what I was thinking, which is, I'm sure you can find some low budget guy who's deaf enough to put up with your crap, but I'm not one, I'm not him. I didn't say that. I wasn't thinking it. I mean, I was thinking it, but I didn't say it. What I said was, you know what? We clearly have a fundamental difference of opinion on this. I think basic courtesy is more important than all the other promises you make about treating somebody like a king or something, or somebody's going to treat me like a queen. That's all that crap. If you can't extend basic courtesy, just basic courtesy, nothing else works. There's an old saying that I heard back when I was, I was a kid, I guess 16 or 15, and it said something like, I think it goes, if you take care of the small things, the big things will fall into place. And that's absolutely true. So if you can't bother to send a text message or give somebody a courtesy call that you're going to be late, what difference if everything else makes? Which, by the way, I saw no evidence of anyway. And so she could not believe that I was ready to sever ties with her. She really, are you really going to, I can't believe you're making such a big deal. I said, I'm not making a big deal out of it. I was going to drop it. You said, and she said, well, if you just hadn't taken such a harsh tone with me on the phone. Oh, so not only are you allowed to be rude, okay, and you can offer a false, fake apology. Now you want to change. Not only are you late, not only do you not have the basic common courtesy that you'd give a stranger, okay, but now I'm supposed to be measured in my reply and treat you with more courtesy by keeping my voice. I said to her, you know what? I'm not that kind of guy. When I'm pissed, my voice gets louder. When I'm angry, it shows. And if you want some guy who's going to be a yes, dear, no matter what you do, dear, go find him. Good luck. Yeah, it's just not worth it. And she really was amazed. She truly was amazed at that I was, and I wasn't angry. I was like, you know what? We don't have to discuss this. You're not going to change my opinion. I think you were rude. Yes, I was rude, but okay, there you go. That's what she said. And I said, if you think that you want to, not only when I'm upset, that I have to treat you with kid gloves so that I don't upset you. Hey, when you're rude to me, you lose all right for me to be, to worry about what you think. I mean, remember, I wasn't screaming on the phone or anything. In fact, I'm screaming now more than I did on the phone. I was really, really nice. The last thing she said, that I'm going to tell you, she says, well, I don't like anybody telling me how I'm supposed to behave. I said, that's right. And that's why you can't find anybody. Because most people aren't going to tell you. They don't care. Then you wonder why nobody wants to have a second or third date. I'm telling you, if this had happened the first or second date, I wouldn't have seen her. Anyway, to make a long story shorter or a shorter story longer, she called me 3 times afterwards, wanted to make sure that I was absolutely sure. And I was very nice and courteous and said, you know, I appreciate it, but we just have a fundamental difference. So that's the end of my story. And it's difficult out here. I'm telling you, it is tough. And I'll tell you something else. That's why I'm entitling this one, just basic courtesy. You know, forget about all the big promises. Forget about all the, you know, delusions of grandeur. Just if you want to meet somebody, you want to be in any kind of relationship, just practice basic courtesy. And if you don't, then don't expect somebody else to stay around and take it. Because most people of any character, of any quality are going to say, you know what? I'm worth more than that. If you can't give me basic courtesy, then I'm not interested. It's good to talk to you all again. I've missed you. I hope you've missed me. Remember to make a joyful noise, and I'll see you back here soon. Take care.